The navy blue blazer jacket. What to wear with a blazer. The beauty of the navy blue blazer jacket is that it goes with about anything. By blazer jacket, I mean the classic single-breasted navy wool coat with brass horn or plastic buttons. Over gray flannel slacks, a white button-down Oxford shirt and striped tie, a blazer makes a classic outfit that registers just shy of a suit on the formality scale. On the weekend, the same blazer over chinos and a polo shirt makes a very smart casual outfit, and it would be impossible at this point to list all of the outfits that you can get out of a blue blazer. Now let's talk about if you work in a business casual environment, or actually not in an office at all, the navy blue blazer gives you a simple solution to the tricky problem of dressing respectfully without appearing aloof. In a workplace dominated by polo shirts and khakis, the man who has the class to throw on a blazer over his ensemble looks distinctive without standing out. A dress shirt with a button-down collar and gray flannels are also worthy accompaniments for a blazer. Add a tie to take it up a notch. Even bring in a point collar, and it's going to help formalize the outfit. The one thing to remember, though, with the navy blue blazer is that it is not a suit. So be careful about trying to make it look like a suit. Make sure that the trousers always have contrast and that there never is a bit of confusion here. And I always like to bring in a little bit more casual of a shirt fabric. Stay away. Whites look fine, but once you start to mix in really bold ties, to me, that stark combination really belongs with a suit than going with something that's a little bit less, perhaps blue or green ties with a light blue shirt will always fit, in my opinion, a blazer a bit better than going with the wider red. All right, let's talk about some of the other places you can wear out a blazer. You can wear a blazer to nice restaurants, morning religious service. I mean, if your daughter's got a regional softball event, you can show up, because at the end of the day, the blazer can always be peeled off, but it looks great over a turtleneck sweater. Wear it with your trusty gray flannel trousers, or if it's a little bit warmer of a day, have it under wear it over a bright polo with a really nice pair of denim, and you've got a great look, which again, you can always peel off and dress a bit down. Now let's talk about the footwear. Brown suede shoes are something I think look great, and they work very well with the dark blue, and they help to pull out some of the blue. But most men, you're probably going to be sticking with black shoes because that's what you know, that's what you mostly have. But other than Oxfords and wingtips, they are fine compliments. And one of the reasons you want to go for something a bit more casual is, again, the navy blazer's history is nautical. And it is not truly something that is at the level of a suit. So wearing a shoe which is a little bit more casual, such as a loafer, a dress boot, a monk strap, is, in my opinion, always going to look a little bit better and fit the persona of the blazer. So let's bring our focus to trousers. I've talked about them, but gray flannel trousers are always a smart choice. And gray flannels come in a wide variety of gray. You've got charcoal gray, you've got medium gray, you've got light gray. All three will work. And it doesn't matter if they're pleated, if they're flat front, if they've got cuffs on them, they're going to work with the blazer. Move on to dress shirts. And, let me take a step back. To the trousers, you can also bring in some lighter colors. And if you're really wanting to spice things up, feel free to bring in colors such as stone, hunter green, or wine red. Yes, red works with a navy blazer. It's a classic pairing of the two colors. Just make sure that throughout the rest of your outfit, you keep it much more subtle if you're going to be drawing attention because of the trousers, in a sense, are already going to draw a bit of attention. And this is a great look for a younger man. Cavalry twills, chinos, other types of khaki and light colors, those work great, especially in the summer. Now let's get to dress shirts. As I said, a button-down Oxford is a classic blazer companion. In addition, any type of point collar or even a medium spread will work. I don't like to go with extreme collar types when mixing with the blazer. And part of that is because whenever you're wearing a blazer, I do think it naturally calls for a tie. Remember, a blazer is always a step up from a sports jacket. A sports jacket, you can wear a button-up dress shirt without a tie or with a tie. On the blazer, I'm going to say probably 4 out of 5 times probably should be wearing a tie with it. Other types of things you're going to want to look for, a more casual look, is go with a long sleeve polo shirt or a short sleeve polo, depending on the weather. In cooler weather, you're going to want to don a sweater under the blazer jacket. And this is one of the reasons you want your blazer jacket to fit a little bit looser than your suits. And you want to have room for a cashmere sweater, whether it be turtleneck, V-neck, or crew neck. And if you're going to tie a tie, a cable knit or argyle crew neck will add some lift to the outfit. So the great thing about the argyle adds a little bit of color, and the V-neck is going to look great, especially with a tie underneath. Finally, let's talk quickly about neckwear. The tie that you wear with a navy blazer should be in keeping with its sporty dressiness. So woven silks and polka dots, bold stripes, and other simple patterns do a great job. I really like those. The bow tie technically can be worn with a blue blazer and it looks sophisticated, but you've got to have a little bit of courage and you've got to be familiar with the bow tie to pull it off. But otherwise, I think it's a great looking outfit. And for belts, always make sure that leather matches leather, metal matches metal. At the end of the day, the possibilities with a navy blazer are endless. All right, that ends our section on what to wear with a navy blazer.